We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years in counting. Your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome to the Greg Gard Show. Hope everyone is out traveling safely, those who are, and getting ready for the holiday weekend. The Wisconsin Badgers returning late last night slash early this morning from Brooklyn, New York. A rough couple of days, to say the least. Wisconsin losing to Richmond on Monday night, 62-52, and then losing Tuesday afternoon to New Mexico, 59-50. They just couldn't shoot it very well, or they, in fact, shot it very poorly, and it haunted Wisconsin in losing twice at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. But it's still November, a chance to regroup, and when they play again, it will be December. Wisconsin will be on the road 1 week from tonight, taking on North Carolina State as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard, and also we'll check in with Mike Lucas as the Badgers look to regroup and start a winning streak next week. We'll hear from Coach Gard coming up in a couple of minutes. This is the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE 410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is your holiday home improvement headquarters. Work in the warmth with garage heaters from Dynaglow. A deluxe multi-fuel forced air heater works with kerosene, diesel, or fuel oil and heats up to 3,200 square feet. With high and low heat settings, thermostat, and LED readout, just $259.99. Save on Dynaglow heaters and more. Prices good through December 7th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
It's the strong, steady game that prevails. I know. I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open winner, and businessman. With high deal activity and available cash, this is a seller's market. And Baker Tilly Capital's business advisors help you make the deals and bypass the bunkers along the way. Tap into their knowledge. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Securities are offered through Baker Tilly Capital, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using your sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
This is the Greg Gard Show. The Badgers with the games in Brooklyn behind them. Next up will be the trip to North Carolina State, part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge next Wednesday on the road for Wisconsin. And we talked all along, Greg, before the season, I think, in any time that you spoke to the media or groups about the non-conference schedule as challenging as it is year in and year out. I always wondered if it's one of those things that when you're making it out, like in the middle of June, it looks really good, and then when you're living it, you're going, Mark, come on, what are we doing here? Obviously, there's a purpose behind it.
There is, and you always, I think, probably in retrospect, appreciate that purpose and understand how valuable, not only in terms of preparation of your team and really testing your team and getting your team to kind of exceed their perceived limitations and grow, but also hopefully where it puts us in terms of postseason possibilities and really strengthening and fortifying our resume. And obviously that's, really the third reason is that guys don't come here to play cupcakes. They want to play really good teams. And for the most part, we've been able to really put a lot in front of our guys. And it's changed, too, just because of the analytics and all the things that go into determining postseason entrance and also your placement within and seeding within a postseason. You want to make sure that you've done enough in the regular season.
It's one of those things that obviously a committee is going to look at it, but I would imagine every program, including Wisconsin's, as you move forward in your season, you glance back. You know, how's Richmond doing this year? How's Marquette doing? How's St. Mary's doing? You kind of keep tabs on that, or at least somebody does for you, right?
Right, and you as hard as it is, sometimes you root for those teams to continue to do well, because that obviously, especially if you win, or either case, it the more success they can have, and it gets so interlocked and so intertwined. As you just imagine a big grid with drawing lines between everybody, and how many games are you removed from that team to another team, and it just all becomes so interconnected that you really need and want your opponents to do well after you play them. Not the night you play them, but if they can have success thereafter and before, that always helps.
And so this year the games were in Brooklyn, the tournaments. You guys have been pretty much all over. How far in advance, if it's a Maui, if it's the Bahamas, any of these other tournaments, how far in advance do you know you're going to be a part of that?
Maui is probably the one that jumps out the farthest, just because it's there's always a Big Ten team there. There's that's kind of the Taj Mahal, so to speak, or the top of the line in terms of teams really wanting to be there. So that one's done 5-6 years sometimes in advance, and we can only go there the same exempt event or MTE every 4 years. So we'll obviously be back in Maui here in a couple of years, and the Bahamas is another one. The Atlantis one is very popular, and we usually try to jump into that one. We've been very fortunate that, we've had success in both situations. We've been in championship games. We have great following, fan following, loves both destinations, that the tournament organizers and event managers want Wisconsin back in it as soon as we possibly can. So we've always, every time, in my time here, we've always left tournament in year A with an invite for the next time already in hand. So it moves pretty fast, and usually those we don't deny. You don't want to turn down Maui because you don't ever know when your number is going to come back up again.
Right. Yeah, there is the great location of it, a great fan trip. But from a basketball perspective, it seems like a very well-run tournament. Same thing with the Bahamas. This year, Brooklyn, it's okay, no palm trees there, but they know what they're doing. And I imagine that is huge when you're deciding that.
It is, and the biggest thing that's probably come into play here in the last 2 or 3 years, I referenced the analytics before, who you're playing in these events. And you've got to make sure it's not a vacation. It's a vacation destination, but we're going there to try to enhance our resume. And obviously with the Atlantis, Battle for Atlantis and Maui, you know you're going to get really good competition there. It's the other ones that we really got to put a magnifying glass on and ask who is in, who do you have signed contracts from, because we're not going to jump in and then have a field be, you know, weak that's going to hurt us. So we want to make sure that obviously the strength of competition is pretty high.
It's a cool thing for players these days to play at Barclays, you know, play at MSG a few years ago, to be in an NBA arena. Is that still something that holds a lot of meaning?
It is. It is. You know, I think probably the current guys don't have the understanding of the history of Madison Square Garden like mm-hmm. you and I do, Matt. But mm-hmm. they also, they see the Nets play in Brooklyn. They see, obviously, the Knicks play. They understand today, the current, you know, what teams are and who's playing there now. And maybe not understand who's walked on that floor in years past.
Yeah, but you and I remember when the Knicks were good.
Right? Exactly, exactly. And when the Nets were in New Jersey.
Yeah, right.
They're not Brooklyn, right? Exactly. So, but no, it's cool. It's neat, and it's obviously a great experience for our guys. And we're, you know, also tied in some sightseeing and some history lessons around New York City and Lower Manhattan. And, you know, all those trips, we try to make sure we get more out of it than just basketball, because in some regards, some of these guys may never make a trip to a foreign country, for example, on a foreign tour, or to Maui, or certain destinations that are a little harder to get to.
All right, Badgers next up against North Carolina State on the road next Wednesday, part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We'll continue here with the Greg Gard Show, presented each week by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite, big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, presented by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, the best late-night menu in Madison, also your official coach's radio show sponsor along the Badger Network. Well, the back-to-back games Monday, Tuesday. Badgers get back at it next Wednesday at North Carolina State. And with the coaching staff, you and I both talked. Orlando Tucker is getting an introduction of presenting scouting reports. And obviously Dean Oliver, Joe Krabenhoff, they know the drill, a little more, maybe considerably more experienced doing that. How do you divvy that up with this year's group? Who handles who in the scouting department?
Well, I let the assistants divide that up, and they let me look at the final list of what they decide. But some of it's traditional in terms of maybe a coach that's had a specific opponent for a number of years and understands, you know, personnel changes obviously from year to year, but system and style of play and what they're really looking for, so it knows the nuances. But obviously if there's other coaching changes at a variety of institutions, that changes. The other thing that we keep in mind is, you know, for example, if we play a team that runs a lot of Princeton offense, if there was a team that's not anymore in our league that really runs it. Northwestern used to when Carmody was there. So whoever would have Northwestern during the conference play would also take any non-conference opponent that ran the Princeton offense. So if there's subtleties or matches that we can find, style play, maybe there's somebody off the same coaching tree that does this same type of thing, we'll match that up as much as possible. But by and large, like I said, I let the assistants divide that up. And also, we try not to stack them together for one assistant. He hopefully doesn't have three scouts in a row. Maybe we have to do two in a row, but we try to divide them up so you got some time in between, because it's a lot of work, a lot of preparation well before we get to that specific 2 days of that game being played. So our guys do a great job. They lean on each other. Analytics has become a big thing in the scouting. We can instantaneously really get trends, and obviously teams can do it to us too. So there's not a whole lot we don't know about an opponent, and I'm always careful not to overanalyze. You still got to play the game. But it has, you know, it's become more computerized. It's become more technology savvy, so to speak. I think that what they're doing now with inserting clips and pulling all kinds of different data it's changed so much in the last 5 to 8 years that it's made, you know, like I said, let the younger guys handle the technology stuff because they're really good at it. And like I said, at the end of the day, you got to play the game, and the game doesn't change. There's five guys and one ball, and try not to let them score and try to score a lot yourself.
You've done this for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Obviously, on both staff, you were the guy who handled the scout for opponents. Am I overstating it? There's a craft to that, I would think. I mean, as Orlando gets more and more into it, I mean, you're probably off to a very good start anyway, but as you do it more, you kind of know what to present, how much is too much, that type of thing.
Yeah, and I think that's what you got to be careful of. I think, you know, we do a lot with the iPads and with technology now, sending things to guys' phones, because this generation learns digitally. So we try not to have them in a seat in the classroom for a long period of time. There's always a contest between the assistant coaches who can cover the amount of information in a shorter amount of time. But, you know, we do try to, you know, cover as much as we can, not get too over analytical. And it's a great time for our coaches to really teach. They get a chance to communicate with the scout team on the floor and coach their team, so to speak, for 2 or 3 days. And also the presentation in front of the team. And you can tell as guys get more experienced and more comfortable that they are able to highlight the main points and kind of cut away maybe some of the irrelevant things and move through pretty quickly. And I think our guys learn, you know, the shorter we can keep it, just like any educational experience, it's, you got to find different ways to reach different learners. And we try to have a variety of ways that guys can learn.
And it helps to have good scout team players who understand the drill, like a Walt McGrory, who's on both ends now. He's right in the rotation, certainly at times. But those guys, you've had guy Matt Ferris through the years, Aaron Mace, those guys, those are important.
It's hugely important. I mean, we've always been very fortunate in terms of the guys that are in that walk-on position and understanding and embracing how important their role is. It's not just you're not just filling out a jersey. You have a responsibility here. And I think we've always had guys that understand that and appreciate that and embrace it and take that serious and do a great job. We've had some terrific scout teams here. This one this year gets a little extra juice when you get Tucker and Krabenoff playing on it. You know, we have our hands full on the other side, and we get a few alumni that roll back, and it's sometimes they're quite a bit better than the team we're going to play, so, which is good. You know, the competition brings out the best in all of us, but it's been neat to watch guys evolve. You know, Joe, for example, in Orlando, coming through here as a player sitting in the seats, and now they're turning around facing the guys in the seats. And there's a lot can be learned from what those guys have in terms of their experience and what they can bring to our young guys.
I couldn't help but smile recently after a practice where Joe was doing a lot of work with the scout team, and he leaves it all out there, as any coach would say. But he was kind of slumped in a chair. I just kind of looked at him and said, "You all right? Is he going to have enough juice to get through a season doing this?"
Well, there's a lot of Henry, our trainer, has two more bodies that show up to get a little more ice, and it's a little. The day of is okay. It's those days after that I'm finding that Orlando is realizing it's a little ice. He squeaks in parts that maybe he didn't used to squeak or hurt in, and when he was a little bit younger, and the recovery is a little bit harder. The ability to get going is fine and relatively the same, but it's those days after and the you hurt a little bit more than what you used to 10, 15 years ago.
But valuable guys, to be sure. Trust me, we laugh with them, not at them, when it comes to hurting the next day. And I was a high school athlete, and it pretty much ended there. We will take a break. We'll have more of the Greg Gard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
If you're diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, you need care from people who treat cancer all the time. At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we are those people. We are a world-class team of cancer-fighting experts, from physicians and nurses to physical therapists, nutritionists, and all the dedicated medical professionals in between. We work together with you in hopes of one day finding that cure. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line port and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
It's the Badgers in North Carolina State 1 week from today. Badgers, the road team in this year's edition of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. A very good game last year between these two teams down to the wire. Rematch down at NC State next Wednesday. We can get into more of that with next week's show. Obviously, the big story around here and really around college basketball has been off the floor, the issue of the transfers and waivers and who gets it and who doesn't. We know the story here with Micah Potter, but that became known the same day as Michigan State. Its appeal was denied involving Joey Hauser. Tom Izzo has spoken loudly. You have certainly said your piece, and everybody here fully supports you. Been a lot of national observers, too, who have really been chiming in. They have all along, and it's been reinforced. Could this, if you're looking for a silver lining, is it far-fetched to think what's going on here could be an agent for change in this whole transfer process?
Well, I think we're hopeful that something needs to change. And I think the change is good in terms of talking about it and what could possibly happen. The problem is, Matt, until change happens, people like Micah Potter are the ones that are the recipients of this punishment. And I still feel that his was in excess of what was necessary and went beyond what was really called for. but if this can be a agent for change, that'd be great. We have to do something. And I think the biggest thing, and I agree, I haven't had a chance to talk to Tom yet, but, you know, his resigning from the NABC board, even though the NABC doesn't have really their hands on the transfer waiver process, they're kind of involved with the recommendation, the board of directors is, with the rule recommendations and those things. And I know Tom has been very frustrated with it. And it brought – I've always thought that we should have coaches' involvement in some of these – we need to have boots on the ground, and we don't. And that's been the issue, is that people that are making these decisions and ruling on these waivers really – are not former coaches, not current coaches, and not that you have to have a whole committee of coaches, but I think what you need to have is some people that live the real life and understand, that can say, hey, time out. Let's take a real look, and here's what it really is like at that level. Here's what it's really like for the student athlete. Let's step back and really take a humanistic viewpoint of this thing and not just make this cookie cutter. And it's not a cookie cutter approach, because we see all kinds of different decisions coming from, you know, it's kind of pin the tail on the donkey at times. Like, where are we going with this thing? And there's no consistency nor transparency. But I think we've got to get people involved that are living that every day. And whether we revolve a group of coaches that sit on the kind of active advisories to this committee or to the NCAA, we've got to get some change, because we're in the business of trying to help student athletes. And in this instance, really, I felt really robbed Micah of a part of his career when it was unnecessary to have to go that route.
I'm a big believer in what Jim Harbaugh mentioned back at the Big Ten football media days in July, I guess it was, and I'm sure he's not alone, but he suggested grad transfers stay as is. Otherwise, you get one. You transfer, you're eligible immediately. If you transfer again, then maybe you sit. It seems like a Captain Obvious statement, but there must be some reason, I guess.
And really, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, and I'm not sure about the hockeys. I'm not as adept at their rules, but every other sport has the one-time transfer exception where you can do that. You can transfer and play right away. I'm not sure about volleyball, too, so I don't want to get quoted on everything. But there is a difference. The problem is the sports aren't all the same. Mm-hmm. Men's basketball and football specifically, you have to transfer. The rule is transfer and sit and have the year in residence. But I agree with Jim in terms of there's got to be something, because there's not consistency. That's the problem. You know, if you could go all one way or all the other way, but we can't have this leapfrog game going back and forth in between, and some transfers – waivers are granted, some are not, and I know every case is different. There's personal issues that are involved with these student athletes, but I think at the end of the day, we got to look at what really is the best thing for our student athletes. And in our case, you had nobody resisting this move. Everybody supported it, from Ohio State to the Big Ten, and obviously we had everything behind it that we could. And I think when you get in those situations, we don't have a tug of war going back and forth, then you got to step back and say what's best for these kids. And that's what that's why we're in this thing. That's why I got into it almost 30 years ago as an eighth grade coach, because I had such a great experience as a player myself and as a student athlete. I wanted to try to help younger people have that same type of experience that I had. And in this case, we failed to do that with Micah.
It's a little different topic, but it kind of baffles me. And I guess there's a lot of probably professions out there where this happens. You mentioned there's no, the boots on the ground in this topic. But, I've talked to officials with rules tweaks and the flop call. And they'd love to see some officials, preferably active ones, in these committees. But, today's official is kind of hung out to dry with that.
They are. And I think, that's kind of veering off a different road here. But the whole thing with the rules, with the officiating, we're always putting points of emphasis and piling more on these guys to watch. And instead of just giving them the authority and emphasizing the simplistic things in the game, call the game as the rules are written, and we won't have to add all these points of emphasis, hook and hold, flopping, all those things. If they start at ground zero and get those things consistently cleaned up and called the right way all the time, then we won't be into this tug of war of, well, we got to clean this up in the game and call the traveling before the traveling has to become a point of emphasis. Yeah. Call the palming of the ball. Call the hook and hold before that happens. And I said, it's not a perfect world, and it's hard. It's a fast game. It's a physical game. You can't see everything. But I think sometimes we try to create busyness just to create more work. Right. And really, if we just do the job at hand, we can have a much better product.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because the topics are different. We're talking about waivers, transfer waivers, and then, rules tweaks. But I guess the point is it would just make more sense to have people on these committees who are living it or recently have lived it, but such is not the case. We will take a break. We will continue with more of the Greg Gard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that?
Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience. An all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Badgers of North Carolina State coming up 1 week from tonight. Hope everybody will have a chance to enjoy a good and safe Thanksgiving weekend. Well, recently here, I know you and Mike talked about it on the last coach's show, the recruiting class, and certainly a lot of excitement, as there always is for a recruiting class. And the first thing, I know Paul talks about a lot, you have mentioned it, and I'm sure Tony, every other coach, it's a big day for the young men in this case, making their college decisions. So now that they're signed, this group, what's the, you know, how often do you keep in touch with them? Well, what are the next steps from your perspective?
Yeah, the next phase, obviously, that now they're just starting their high school season. So some are a little further ahead in that road than others. Lauren's a little further deeper into practice than, you know, what guys in Minnesota haven't started yet. So they'll start here in the next week or so. So, you know, they're at different phases, but as they get into their high school season, we'll continue to stay in touch. Maybe not as consistently and like every, you know, the recruiting, when it really heats up, it's multiple times a day before decisions are made. And then we stay in touch, but not to be bothersome. I always emphasize, enjoy your senior year or enjoy whatever time you have left in high school, because it's, don't wish that away. Don't wish your next destination here right away, because it'll happen fast enough as it is. So we'll get out to games. They're all going through the admissions process now as a normal applying and all that happens, and we'll work on housing and all that as we hit into the spring. But the main thing now for them is to focus to have a really strong senior year, and hopefully they can all lead their teams to the state championship. I think we might have some conflicting, you know, Steven and Ben may butt heads in Minnesota a little bit, but you know, it's all good, and obviously five great young men. You know, we'll have two guys from Lakeville North, mm-hmm. and two guys from La Crosse Central. If there's ever been four guys from two high schools on a team, and there's been some different, you know, unique combinations. That's Patrick Herb is in charge of all that.
He's the kind of guy
research
that
meaningless trivia, I guess is what you call it. But no, it'll be exciting to watch, because they'll all be playing on really good teams. Lauren will have one of the best teams in Michigan. Obviously, Johnny and Jordan playing on one of the best teams here in Wisconsin, and Ben and Steven will go at it from East Ridge and East View up in Minnesota.
There is something about that. Obviously, it doesn't have to be that way, but it doesn't hurt when, I mean, you guys have had guys, you know, obviously Sam Decker really stands out with a buzzer beater, but when you have guys who've been on that big high school stage, the big arenas, that doesn't hurt, right? You get a little taste of what it could be like.
You want guys to understand what it means to compete, and that's why I like multi-sport guys, because you're putting yourself in other arenas and in that environment, like Johnny and Jordan did playing football. So you have a goal there, and you have to work with a team to try to accomplish that goal, and hey, the bigger the stage, the better. And when they're competitors, they want to win that last one. And like I said, all five of those guys understand what it takes to be successful in high school, and that really doesn't change. It's a little bigger. the spotlight's a little brighter, stage is a little bigger in college, but the ingredients that go into making yourself a successful individual and also a successful team really don't change that much.
Right, we can get into North Carolina State on next Monday's show, but you do have there after the games in Brooklyn, there's maybe a little chance to take a deep breath here. The Thanksgiving holiday coming up, rest and recovery is now known to be a very important part here of the process of a season. Are there a couple of down days here for these guys coming up?
Yeah, there are. We took today off, obviously just getting back from Brooklyn, and also tomorrow off Thanksgiving, and then we'll go Friday and Saturday, and then take Sunday off again, and then have Monday, Tuesday, and more preparation for NC State before we'll go down there Tuesday night to play Wednesday. So, yeah, we'll have, like I said, a little break there, like 2 days here right now, and then I don't like to go more than 2 days off. If we will over Christmas, we'll go 3 days in a row, but once we get beyond two, that next day back, it's a little, you guys get a little squirrely. So I make sure we try to get back into summer routine. It'll be good. Friday, Saturday will be good. And then a day off and two more prep days. It lays out pretty nicely.
I would imagine most of these guys on the team, if not all of them, you'd have to kind of lock them out anyway. They're going to try to get in here.
Yeah, yeah. It works nice where guys even from Brooklyn are able to kind of disperse because we're going to have 2 days here. They can do some things with their families, whether they were out in New York or New Jersey and flying back a little independently or going to a variety of spots that they want to convene for get together for Thanksgiving. It's a little break. It's rare. And when you have those type of windows like that, I think it's healthy because it's great for them to get with their families. It's also great for them to kind of, like you mentioned, take a breath of deep air or deep breath of air and refresh a little bit and come back ready to go here for December.
Yeah, get ready for the games, get ready for final exams, oh, by the way. So that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We invite you to stick around. Coming up, we'll check in with a couple of Coach Gard's players, specifically Walt McGrory and the newest walk-on of the program, Samad Cowie. They're coming up next as we continue on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
What's next for you? A new car, a new house, a vacation. At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
It's 4:30 a.m. and your alarm goes off. The excitement builds. Will this be the year you finally get that 10-pointer? You settle into your deer stand with a thermos of coffee and the only food a true hunter needs. Sure-make beef, original, or garlic summer sausage. It's an easy snack and it makes a great sandwich. It's time to prepare. Don't go hungry out in the woods. Find Sure-make summer sausage at your local grocer. Sure-make. Sure makes the difference.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Great Guard Show, presented by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend. We focus our attention on a couple of Coach Guard's players now, guys who are walk-ons, but guys who bring great value every day in practice, their work on the scout team. Actually, one of those players has played a pivotal role in a Badger victory already this season, specifically Walt McGrory. But we begin by a little get-to-know-you session with Samad Cowie, a 6'6 junior from Racine. Horlick High School battled a lot of injuries earlier in his basketball life. He's an extremely dedicated student in the kinesiology program, and he was the winner of the walk-on tryout process that took place not long before training camp began. Matter of fact, many refer to him as the Giannis of the Shell, very athletically gifted player, and someone who clearly is making the scout team better. We caught up with him recently and asked Samad about the whole process, what it's been like to be a Badger these early days, and what that walk-on tryout process was all about. What's it been like? Most basic of questions. I mean, obviously, you've been a basketball player for years. You've dealt through a lot of not-so-pleasant stuff. First time you put on the practice gear, what was that like for you?
It was like a dream. It was very surreal. It was a dream come true, honestly, because I've been dreaming since I started playing basketball at 8 years old to play for the Badgers, and to walk into a facility and actually put a Badger jersey on, I was on like a runner's high. You know, it's just, I had the greatest time of my life on that first practice. Every practice I've been having an unbelievable time. So it's been like the best month of my life so far, you know.
Take us through what it's like a walk-on tryout. Well, what's that day like?
Okay, so I had class, so I had to try to stay focused in class. But, of course, my mind was just on like, all right, I got to get mentally ready for this tryout. And I had like three classes, and one of them was calculus. So sorry, my professor, but I was kind of focused on the wrong thing that day. After I got a class, I went and warmed up. And, again, it was just getting mentally prepared to try to do my best in front of people who I was trying to impress. And I got the tryout, and my mindset was that I had to work harder than everybody out there. And I've been working harder than everybody that came to that tryout. So my work should translate onto the court. And luckily, I had the opportunity to show my work ethic and my work on the court. And, yeah, had to show it out a little bit. So I'm completely happy because I just had the opportunity to do it, you know.
I think these practices are ramping up, you know, with Cortland on a team now, and obviously Walt's been here a while.
Yeah.
You're getting an early taste of how competitive. You knew it anyway, but now you're living it every day in and day out, how competitive these practices are.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a change. I haven't played organized basketball in the last 4 years, so it's definitely a new experience. But I've been, like, yearning for this type of competitive nature and, like, this fun, this, like, speed, this strength. So I got into it, and I felt like I was home. I just had to get used to the home, but I felt like I was home.
There's this old line in sports, when you go through injuries and you have to be away from it, you realize how much you love it with the work that is involved in coming back. I assume that's been your story as well.
Yeah, my first ACL tear, I realized that like I probably won't be living without basketball for a while. And I would, every night I was just watching basketball games and just like just waiting till I get on the court. And when I got back, I was too eager. But again, the injuries came back, and that's where I really realized, like, yeah, this is my passion, because I had the same type of drive, even more drive to go get back on the court. So when I got the chance to do this, I'm like, my drive was through the roof, and I was like, this is my one opportunity to at least put my drive to use, and it spoke for itself, I think.
That's Samad Cowie, a junior from Racine Horlick. We have seen him in some games already this season. Likewise, Walt McGrory, 6'3 junior out of Minneapolis, somebody who's just so diligent in taking care of his body, eating all the right things, getting his work in, and well, that work pays off every day on the practice floor, and it has already been a help for the Badgers on a game night. You go back a couple of weeks ago in the game against McNeese, where the Badgers were a little shorthanded going into the game, and McGrory came in and gave his team 9 points, a career high for McGrory in that game against McNeese. And we asked him now, since he's been around the block a little bit, about making sure the younger guys, like a Samad Cowie, a Cortland Cuevas, that they get caught up to speed on the all of the details that go into being an important scout team player.
You've been around a little bit now. So you kind of take on that role of helping these newer guys. Here's how things work around here. Here's what this team runs. And beyond X's and O's, just how things are done.
Yeah, I feel like I can help with that. And we got a lot of older guys that have just been kind of teaching the new guys, like Tyler even, too, how we do things around here, whether it is like on the court offense or drill or off the court. We're just hanging out together, and I think we have a lot of guys that know the right way to do things.
This is each team is different, Robin. Obviously, Ethan was terrific in what he could do and what he brought. But is this group now, is it maybe a little more where everybody is inside out and the movement, the spacing, kind of what made Wisconsin Wisconsin for so many years? Is there more of that maybe you think this year in store?
I think we should be able to stretch the floor more for sure. I don't think we have a weak spot as shooters at all. So I think, yeah, we should be able to play maybe a little faster, a little more spread out, maybe some more threes. It'll be exciting, I think, kind of a new twist, or maybe it's the way things have always been, I guess, before kind of Ethan was here, even though he did great things. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm excited to see kind of how the new look will be, and I think everyone else is too.
It's interesting you said more threes, because the line's going back, it's the international distance, but you guys, I think the original intent by the rules makers is to have fewer threes, but you guys shoot from that distance. It's not, am I right in saying it's maybe not as big of an adjustment as some might believe it is?
Yeah, I really don't think it's been that much of an adjustment, really, when you're in the flow of the game. I'd say for me, maybe the first week or two we were here, I kind of noticed it, but now I don't really notice it. I'm sure guys like Brevin, Brad, and Trev, like, they're not going to notice it. So I think that can be an advantage for us, because this line I don't think will really affect us, and then can open up driving lanes too.
That's Walt McGrory. We thank Walt and Samad Cowie for their time, and a little chance for you to get to know those guys, important members of this Wisconsin basketball program. Stay with us. We have more to come on the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
For Badgers fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE 410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up.
At UW Health, we ensure that if you're ever diagnosed with breast cancer, you will never face it alone. You'll be treated by a team of dedicated specialists from the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Experts trained in every aspect of breast cancer care will come together to focus their expertise on you. Your team will be with you throughout your treatment, offering compassionate and personalized care and the latest in cancer-fighting breakthroughs. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Joined now by Mike Lucas here as we continue with the Greg Gard Show. And, you know, Mike, we were talking right after the game on Tuesday night. It's an interesting coaching approach. You it's hard to yell your team into making shots, but I think as any coach, Greg Gard, as much as anyone, you have to try to find some other ways, if the perimeter shot isn't falling, other ways to give yourself a chance to win.
You have to be able to manufacture offense when it's not there, and you also have to be able to shoot with more confidence than the Badgers did in these two games. And in talking with Josh Gosser a couple of times about that, I asked him what happens when a player loses his confidence. How do you get it back? And he says you just have to keep playing. You have to play through it, fight through it. And in this case, the Badgers struggled through it in Brooklyn. Now, there's a run, you run a risk when you try to challenge yourself by playing a little better competition. And that was the case coming to Brooklyn, knowing that the field was a little bit better than the Cayman Islands. Because you wanted to put yourself in a position based on early projections where you might beat Richmond and set up a game against Auburn, a nationally ranked team. At least that's the way you'd like all the pieces to fall into place. But Richmond's probably better than anyone thought. They're coming off a couple of 20 lost seasons back-to-back, and they've played well to start this year. So you don't get the matchup with Auburn, and then you're not able to convert against a New Mexico team that I think is beatable anyplace else.
Yeah, a team with athleticism and length, as we talked about during the game on Tuesday, but this is one Wisconsin gets 98 times out of 100 through the years.
And I don't want to take away anything from the Lobos, but that's just a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Looking at the two teams, but Wisconsin's going to have trouble beating anyone when it's shooting this poorly from the outside.
Well, they get ready now to hit the road in a week to play North Carolina State. We'll be digging into the Wolfpack here in the coming days. I just remember last year's game was a down-to-the-wire game. Probably most memorable by all the charges Brad Davison took, but I also distinctly remember Trevor Anderson hitting a big shot in that game. He was still, you know, I'm not going to say he was healthy, but he was healthy enough to play, and they did just enough, did enough of the little things to get a win that night.
And the thing about this NC State program, it felt jilted last year with the NC2A selection committee. It won 24 games, finished above 500 in its conference, and still wasn't deemed good enough. So they're playing with that chip on their shoulder, and this is a non-conference game where they probably circle it, helping their resume.
All right, our coverage next Wednesday starts at 7 o'clock Central Time. Tip time set for 8 o'clock, 8:15 actually Central, the Badgers and North Carolina State. We'll have more in just a couple of minutes as we wrap up tonight's Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
As life grows busier each day, it becomes apparent that we need to focus on the things we value. At Cleary Building Corp, our people are what we value most. From the team hammering nails to our Cleary sales specialists, we trust in their experience and talent. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. For over 41 years, you've allowed us to protect the things you value, be it storage for your RV and boat or a building for your business or animals. Let our amazing team protect the things you value. Get the building of your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usingers. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, all right.
Look for Usinger's Famous Sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Let's take a quick check around the Big Ten in the coming days on Thanksgiving Day. Coming up tomorrow, Maryland will be taking on Temple in the Orlando Invitational. Texas Tech and Iowa will have at it out in Las Vegas. On Friday, Black Friday, college basketball in the Big Ten. Rutgers will be at home against UMass. DePaul plays Minnesota. Morgan State takes on Ohio State in Columbus. And VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, will take on Matt Painter's Purdue Boilermakers. And on Saturday, one Big Ten team in action, Indiana at home against South Dakota State. As for the Badgers, they are back at it next Wednesday as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge, the return game. It was a thriller. The Badgers and NC State in Madison last season, and now the Badgers make the return trip, and they'll take on North Carolina State. Tip time will be 8:15 Central. Our coverage will start at 7 o'clock along these Badger Network stations. Our next Greg Gard show comes up next Monday. We'll get more in-depth into North Carolina State as the Badgers, after that, get ready, believe it or not, for the Big Ten opener. Those December games in Big Ten play.
On the Badger Sports Network, this has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.